Next, we come to the auto insurance. In auto insurance, the most important aspect is the vehicle type and model. If the car is a luxury car or a sports car, it will involve high maintenance cost. It will have higher theft risk. High speed and agility will tempt the driver to take more risk. More accidents could be caused. More repair costs could incur. Compared to a normal vehicle, which is maintained well, which is driven very safely, such vehicle will have lesser risk. Driver's age and experience becomes a very important factor in auto insurance. A younger or an inexperienced driver with lesser driving skills can have higher accidents and hence higher risk, higher premiums for reckless driving. Usage of vehicle. When we talk about usage of vehicles, commercial vehicles carrying heavy loads travel to unfamiliar locations will have to face higher risk. The driver could be managing well, but despite when it is used for daily commuting to meet the deadlines or delivery good quickly, any uncertain event could happen. Safety measures reduces the risk of collisions, detects and mitigates the skids and losses of control, and reduces the accident risk. For example, airbags, cushion reduces the risk of injuries. Good parking conditions will have lesser risk compared to parking in tight spaces. And such risk increases, especially if there is a passing runaway traffic, side swiping, collisions, falling tree branches, hail, water logging, which can totally destroy or damage the vehicle parked. Claims history is also an important factor, wherein if there are multiple insurance claims, it indicates risky driving behavior, possibility of many accidents, or even disregard for traffic and safety rules. Next, we move to the liability insurance. Number one is the nature of business. Business is high-risk industries, especially construction, healthcare, manufacturing. Higher risk can emerge, higher premiums can result. Volume of operations, if there are higher turnover or customer interactions, higher exposures and claims can result. Contractual obligations, complex contracts, vendor agreements, indemnity clauses can result into legal suits and legal liability. Compliance with regulations is also an important factor in liability insurance. Business operations in highly regulated areas, especially financial services, pharmaceuticals, have to comply with various regulations. If they fail, then they have to face the penalty and the losses. History of customer complaints and lawsuits. Insurance companies will increase the premium to offset the perceived higher risk and offer less comprehensive coverage if there are history of customer complaints and lawsuits. Next, we move to the fire insurance. First comes the type of property. Factories with flammable or combustible materials have higher fire risk. And especially if factory are using heat, stacks, open flames, complex electrical systems, it further increases the risk. Location of property is also very important factor in fire insurance. High-risk zones like the forest, which are prone to wildfires, or places with poor fire services will definitely have a high risk. Construction material used can also decide the gravity of risk. Building constructed with fire-resistant and materials like concrete, steel will have lower risk. When it comes to occupancy and usage, a restaurant, a chemical plant, or a gas station will have a higher fire risk than a bank's administrative office. When it comes to fire safety measures, if individuals or businesses use proper safety measures, they will have lesser risk and lesser premiums. Trained personnel can assist with evacuations, ensuring everyone's safety and mitigating the loss due to property damage. Next, we go into the factors affecting risk in marine insurance. Very important factor is the nature of voyage. open seas are at high risk from storms and large waves. Then we consider the normal voyage in a smaller area. Longer voyage poses higher risk due to greater exposure to sea perils, mechanical failures, pirate attack, fuel depletion, or crew fatigue. The type of ship used, older vessels with older engines and mechanical systems are bound to fail and hence face higher risk. The design of the vessel's hull can also decide its stability, because proper design will not allow any failure of the ship. The crew experience and competence is always important. For well-trained crews will have a proper voyage. It will reduce the risk of human errors, accidents, and cargo mismanagement. Nature of cargo, especially if the cargo is perishable, like fruit, seafood, flowers, they are bound to get destroyed within few days if they are not reaching the destination at the right time. Hazardous materials such as chemicals, fuels, explosives can increase the risk, because any change in temperature, climate, or various other factors which can cause combustion can pose a serious risk in shipping and transportation. Port infrastructure and security, well-maintained warehouse having proper storage have lesser risk of theft, damage compared to a poor infrastructure with lesser security. Automated tracking and inventory management systems create a safer environment for the cargo handling and reduce the risk of accidents. Next, we move to the travel insurance, which are specifically put into miscellaneous insurance. When we talk about travel insurance, the type of travel becomes very important. Business or leisure travel generally has lower risk. Destination of travel also becomes very important, because traveling to high-risk countries, especially war zones and politically unstable regions, increases the risk. Duration of the trip, longer trip increases exposure to risks such as illness, accidents, or even trip cancellations. Age of the traveler, older travelers, especially those about 60 years, have higher risk than younger individuals. Frequency of frequent travelers will face higher exposure to risk because of facing various situations and circumstances. When it comes to burglary insurance, location of property becomes the first factor. Properties in secure, gated communities or nearby police stations have lower risk. When it comes to the type of property, independent or standalone houses will have greater risk than apartments in societies and security measures. Similarly, commercial properties with high value goods definitely will have higher risk due to thefts or any such mishaps. When we talk in terms of burglary insurance, security measures in place will decide the level of risk. Property CCTV cameras, burglar alarms, security guards, and reinforced locks will have lower risk. Accessibility of property. Properties in secluded areas or without proper fencing are more risky than well-lit busy locations, because well-lit busy locations are lesser prone for attacks by robbers or dacoits. Businesses open at night, casinos, ATMs, convenience stores will face higher burglary risk. When it comes to occupancy status, vacant properties for long periods are at higher risk, because any people with a robbery bent of mind will always be on the lookout for such vacant properties, and they will find proper time for burglary. Next, we come to fidelity insurance, which is basically financial loss due to employee dishonesty, fraud, embezzlement, forgery, or even theft. The first factor becomes nature of business. Businesses handling cash, securities, and high level will have higher risk because of such dishonest behavior of their employees. Number of employees, a large workflows increases the risk, because with these large workflows, there could be a few disgruntled or people with such dishonest behavior. employee screening and background checks becomes very essential before employing them or recruiting them for a longer term. The background check can involve checking criminal records, credit history, and hence there are proper agency to do that. And in that scenario, there can be lower risk. Industry and economic conditions. Downturn increases the employee fraud risk and employee turnover due to financial stress. Financial control and supervision, like segregation of duties, digital transactions, and automated systems, reduces the cash handling risk. Next, we look into the money insurance, which is basically coverage for loss of money due to theft, burglary, robbery, or other unforeseen events while in transit or within the business premises. The number one factor becomes the amount of money handled. Higher cash holding frequency, cash deposits can increase the risk of theft and robbery. Mode of money transfer, if the cash in transit is happening regularly, it will have higher risk compared to the more safety in electronic transfers. Secure transport with armored guards will have lesser risk because it will give protection to the cash in transit. The time of money handling, nighttime cash handling, especially at petrol pumps, convenience stores, can pose higher risk. High crime areas can pose a greater risk of robbery than properties with CCTV cameras, alarm systems, safes, and security personnel. The type of premises and the safe storage also is an important factor because strong rooms, walls, and fireproof safes have lower risk. Storage of large amounts of money on site for a longer period can have a higher risk. Next, we move to the factors that can affect risk in the personal accident insurance. Number one comes the occupation of the insured. High-risk jobs, especially in the construction area, the mining areas, the firefighters, they will have high risk. Lifestyle and hobbies, risky activities like high diving, motor racing, mountaineering, deep sea diving will have higher risk. Daily travel and commuting habits, frequent long distance travelers with high speed vehicles will have higher risk. Age of the insured, younger individuals have lower risk than older individuals. For obvious reasons, younger individuals will be more sharper in taking care than older individuals. Location and living conditions. People living in high crime areas or accident prone zones can face a higher risk. Using seat belts and helmets and following workplace safety rules reduces the accident risk. Now let's look at the banker's blanket indemnity insurance. Number one, the nature of financial institution. Commercial banks, large transactions, high risk. Higher daily transaction volume poses greater risk. Strong internal controls and security lowers the risk, whereas advanced security measures, especially for taking care of cyber crimes, cyber frauds, will pose lesser risk. Political and environment, geography, location are also an important factor in the banker's indemnity insurance. Politically unstable regions with high crime rates pose greater risk. And next we come to the factors that affect risk in the jeweler's block insurance. Number one is the value of the stock and inventory. Business with high value inventory will have a higher risk. Retail stores will have higher robbery risk than wholesalers because retail stores are easily visible compared to wholesalers' storage. The type of premises and location, stores in high crime areas, malls, or standalone shops will face greater robbery risk. Storage and handling practices, storing jewelry in vaults and safes after business hours reduces the risk. The mode of transit and transfer security, armored vehicles and professionals doing security duty or as an escort reduces the transit theft risk. Now let's look at the factors affecting risk, especially in health insurance. Like we have seen the various factors affecting life insurance, non-life insurance. Now let's look at the factors that affect health insurance also. These factors can be demographic, personal health, lifestyle and environmental, occupational, health behavior, preventive care factors taken, claims history, insurance policy related factors, and the socioeconomic factors. Let's look at them one by one. First, the demographic factors. When we talk about demography, India has a larger, younger individual category. And when we talk about younger individuals have lower risk. So age becomes a very important demographic factor. Next comes the gender. Men generally tend to have higher risk of lifestyle diseases. Marital status. Single individuals may have to pay higher premiums for individual coverage than married individuals who can avail discounts, who can have floater policies. A family history and genetics. Family history increases the health risk, while genetic predisposition to certain illnesses may lead to exclusions or higher deductibles. Income levels. Higher income individuals will have comprehensive health coverage with additional benefits. No doubt they will have to pay higher premiums. Next is the personal health factor. If an individual has a pre-existing medical conditions, then insurer may exclude certain pre-existing conditions or have a waiting period before covering them. Physical fitness and activity levels also become an important personal health factor. Regular exercises will have lower risk. Mental health and stress level is also a very important personal factor, because individuals suffering from high stress, anxiety, or even depression will have higher health risk. Immunization and preventive care. Individuals with up-to-date vaccinations and preventive checkups, whether it be a younger individual or older individual, will have lower risk. Similarly, individuals addicted to lifestyle habits, especially adventurous sports or dangerous activities, will have higher risk. Next, we move on to the lifestyle and environmental factors, in which the diet and nutrition becomes very important. A healthy, balanced diet reduces the health risk. Sleep pattern is also very important. Good sleep hygiene improves overall health and reduces the risk. Exposure to air pollution, toxic chemicals, or hazardous environments can increase the health risk. If an individual is having good quality housing, it reduces the health risk because it is protected from not only internal environment but external too. Similarly, regular access and proximity to preventive care can help him to reduce the loss due to illnesses or some disease. Occupational factor also becomes very important. Exposure to harmful substances increases health risks, especially those working in chemical factories. Job-related injuries, accidents, offices, or office job typically will have lower injury risk than people working in hazardous occupations. Occupational burnout, nowadays people working late hours with deadlines, and such jobs involves high stress, and such people will definitely have stress, mental illness, and face higher risk. Exposure to infectious diseases, people engaged in laboratory work, emergency healthcare responding will face higher risk. Ergonomics also is a very important occupational factor. Poor ergonomics in office or factory environment can cause injuries or chronic pain, affecting the long-term health. Let's look at the health behavior and preventive care. Smoking and tobacco use can increase the risk of injuries and cause even death. It can cause serious diseases like respiratory tract infection, cardiovascular problems, and even cancers. Alcohol consumption can also have significant health risks. People may suffer from liver disease, high blood pressure, mental health disorders, and even accidents. If a person is engaged in regular physical activities, it will keep him active and healthy and hence lesser risk. Similarly, weight management, good BMI, can have lesser risk, and such people will have lesser lifestyle diseases such as diabetes, heart diseases, and even joint issues. Regular health screenings and checkups will ensure that diseases, if any, are diagnosed at the right time and proper medicines and remedial measures are undertaken to prevent any serious health conditions later. Claims history factor also becomes very important. Frequency of claim, if the person keeps on claiming regularly, the insurer may view them as high risk. Similarly, severity of claims, insured raises claims for expensive treatment, surgeries, or prolonged hospital stays, insurer may again consider them as high risk. A history of successful claims indicate that insurer has followed health protocols and terms and conditions, and hence insurer will put him in lower risk. The next important factor can be pre-existing conditions and waiting periods, because such pre-existing conditions can lead to frequent claims and put the insured at higher risk. And hence, the insurer may have certain exclusions and even waiting periods before a claim could be put. Policy lapses or gaps in coverage, the individual may have neglected their health needs and insurer may put them at higher risk. Now let's look at the insurance policy related factors. Number one comes the sum insured. A higher sum attracts higher premium. If the insured is supposed to pay deductibles, then the policy deductibles can also play a very important factor. Amount of money the insured pays before the insurance coverage kicks in results in lower premiums. Comprehensive plans carry wider coverage and hence higher premiums. Exclusions and waiting period. Waiting periods for pre-existing conditions and exclusions can reduce the insurer's risk. Similarly, add-ons and riders can increase because more risk is to be covered and hence higher risk premium has to be paid. The socioeconomic factors includes job stability and employment. So when jobs is stable and the individual has good employment, white-collar jobs, especially office workers, have lower health risk. If the insurance is affordable, individuals with higher incomes can easily have comprehensive health insurance. Social environment also plays a very important factor on individuals because it can improve their mental and physical health, further lowering their risk. Insurance awareness, especially post-COVID-19, has brought in that sense of urgency amongst individuals to have insurance as a long-term plan, not just for tax saving. So insurance awareness is more likely to result into choosing right plans for the risk and paying commensurate premiums in a timely manner. They can also lodge claims with prescribed documents within the timeline. Government policies and subsidies also help low-income people to get coverage, be it life insurance, non-life, or even health insurance. So friends, having understood the various factors impacting risk, especially in life insurance, non-life insurance, as well as health insurance, now it is very important to dive more deeper and understand the different type of risk. Because when we understand different types of risk, the basic objective is to assess the severity, frequency, and the magnitude of loss. Only when the insurer is able to measure the risk, quantify the risk, he will be able to decide on the premium, and this premium cannot be exorbitant. This premium has to be right, not only to cover the compensation or the claims that could incur, but also some profit for the insurer to survive, considering its administrative cost, future growth and productivity, and obviously upgradation with high technology and other practices that are followed for a growing business. So these different types of risk will help us to understand what strategies that will be deployed. Insurance, yes, will provide the protection, but if you prepare yourself to face such event, such uncertainty, then the magnitude of loss could reduce, and obviously the insurance compensation will be provided, but the magnitude of loss won't be severe despite the insurance coverage that compensation one has got. So when we have to understand the different categories of risk, let us categorize these types of risk into main types. There can be many other types of risk also, but from this point of navigating the world of risk management, we will understand risk into, or the categories of risk into, pure risk, equity risk, static risk, dynamic risk, particular risk, fundamental risk, personal risk, operational risk, financial risk, non-financial risk, liability risk, and property risk. Before we delve into these types of risk, let us first understand the difference between insurable and uninsurable risk. In terms of predictability, insurable risk can be measured and predicted by different qualitative and quantitative measures, whereas uninsurable risk cannot be accurately predicted or measured, and hence it cannot be insured. Insurable risk cover specific events, which could be accidents, illness, whereas when the events are unpredictable, like a pandemic, a war, or a terrorism attack, it amounts to uninsurable risk. In terms of insurability, insurable risk allows the insurer to set the premium and create policies, whereas in case of uninsurable risk, it is very difficult for the insurer to set the premiums and manage, because the events cannot be predicted. When it comes to the characteristics of chance of loss or gain, insurable risk has genuine risk of loss, but definitely not of gain. You cannot cover gain in insurance. However, in case of uninsurable risk, there could be possibility of both loss and gain. If we have to give an example of insurable risk, a pure risk is the best example, whereas in terms of uninsurable risk, a speculative risk is another best example. So let's understand each type of risk with examples. First, the pure risk. Pure risk are situations with the possibility of loss or no loss. So it can either result to a loss or no loss. There is no potential for gain, and pure risks are obviously insurable. It can be mitigated through policies and coverage plans. The best examples of pure risk are natural disasters, which includes the earthquakes, floods, and hurricanes, death, and even a car accident. Next, we move to speculative risks, which are generally not insurable. Why? Because it results into possibility of loss, no loss, or even gains, and generally gains are not insurable. Insurance protects against losses but does not facilitate potential profits. The best example of speculative risk: investing in stock market, starting a new business, or even gambling at a casino. Static risks are more predictable and stable and remain relatively constant over time. Hence, it allows insurance companies to calculate premiums and manage risk effectively, and hence it can be insurable. The best example of static risk could be a fire in a building, theft in a particular area, or even pollution from industrial activities. Exactly opposite is dynamic risk. Dynamic risk arises due to economic, technological, or societal changes. They are often unpredictable and can be challenging for insurance company, and hence only some dynamic risk can be insured to a certain extent. And with certain scenarios, the insurance company will charge higher premiums. The best example of dynamic risk could be a cyber risk, a climate change risk, and even a technological change risk. Next, we come to particular risk. These are risks from personal actions, localized events, or specific circumstances. This personal actions, localized events, specific circumstances can affect individuals or small groups rather than a large group or populations. And these risks are often insurable. The best example of particular risk are a burglary, professional liability, and even a travel risk. Next, we talk about a fundamental risk. Fundamental risks are caused by events that are beyond the control of any individual or organization. Fundamental risk can affect a large number of people or even an entire society. And due to its widespread impact, these risks are not insurable. The best example of fundamental risk is pandemic or an economic downturn or even a social unrest. Next, we understand the personal risk. Personal risk originates from events that impact an individual, which can result into a loss, which could be injury, illness, or even financial hardship. Such risk can emerge from individuals due to unhealthy lifestyles or external sources such as accidents or even natural disasters. Personal risks are generally insurable. The best example of personal risk is risk of illness, injury, disability, or premature death. Next example of personal risk could be potential for financial loss due to a job loss. Another example, potential for damage to one's reputation due to negative publicity. Next, we move to operational risk, which causes loss and affects an organization's efficiency, profitability, and reputation. And these are generally caused by failed internal processes, systems breakdown, human errors, and even external events, which totally disrupt the business operations. These are more challenging to insure. However, some operational risk can be insured. Best examples are product liability insurance, business interruption insurance, directors and officers liability insurance. Next, we move on to the financial risk, which causes loss of money in a business venture or investment arising from the uncertainty associated with future events. Financial risk can be insurable to some extent, and risk due to fluctuations in interest rates, reduced purchasing power, during inflation or market doubters, or declining stock prices are difficult to insure. The best example of financial risk can be the key person insurance, surety bonds, event cancellation insurance, and even the cargo insurance. Exactly opposite is non-financial risk. It cannot be easily measured in monetary terms. It does not have a direct financial impact. However, organizations and even individuals, operations, reputation, or legal standing could be at stake. Some financial risk can be insured. The best examples are strategic risk, reputational risk, and compliance risk.